Good evening and welcome to Headstand. This is Patrick Widdis with you for the next hour on Cambridge 105, and a happy Easter to you. That was Guns Blazing by Professor Click, kicking off the show, one of many tracks you can find on his website, professorclick.com. That's Click spelt K-L-I-Q. If you'd like to get in touch, please do on headstand@cambridge105.fm. Amongst various bits of music and spoken word, I'm delighted to announce my first live guest since I moved to Poland, an Echo November, otherwise known as Aidan Ryan, a fine Irish singer living here in Radom. When I say live, I do mean he came and sang a few songs which I recorded and incorporated those recordings into this pre-recorded show. But they're unique, exclusive recordings, so stay tuned. This is Spooky Reuben. These Days Are Old by prolific Canadian artist Spooky Reuben. You can find that and more of his work on the Free Music Archive website. That's freemusicarchive.org. We'll have the first one from my guest tonight after this from Dove Man featuring Nora Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The album The Conformist, that's Aftermath by Doveman featuring Norah Jones. Now is the first track in session from An Echo November. So I'm joined by Aidan Ryan, a musician living in Radom but not from Radom. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, thank you for having me.
And whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Ireland, right about the middle of Ireland.
Yeah, I think we were a guest island. Which city?
Athlone. Okay. I don't want to give away too much.
How long have you been in Radom?
Just since November.
And how do you like it?
Got to like it eventually, yeah. Yeah, it was a bit of a acclimatisation period, but I'm liking it now, yeah, now that I've met fellow English speakers.
Right. Tell us about the music that you like and play.
Well, I love anything with good lyrics, anything that means something. My favourite artist would be Elliot Smith. And favourite bands, I suppose, Counting Crows, Coheed and Cambria, Fall Out Boy. Mm. Anything that means something, really, yeah.
Sure. And how long have you been playing yourself?
I wish I had taken up guitar a lot earlier than I did. I only started when I was 16, 17. So, I think it's good to start young, but unfortunately I didn't.
Yeah.
It's only been, 6 years now, I suppose.
And do you write songs?
Yeah. I mean, I've been writing since even before I started playing guitar. I was writing poetry and that, and then started to put it to music. And yeah, I prefer to write the words first and then the music. It doesn't always work out so well, but.
And are you playing any gigs in Radom?
I've just played the one so far in a little cafe, Chitelnia Kava or something. It's a nice gig, just before Bubble Pie.
Yeah, that was a good gig, and it's where I met you, and it's great to have you playing on the show. So would you like to play us your first one?
Alrighty, yeah, grand. This one is called Auto Parli in Absentia. It's the last song I wrote, I think. Make no apologies for the right words if they're spoken of you. The latest in the line of last times, each too dumb to be true. Manufacturing connections and a third unlikely charm, a second glance and never. Tricked into a change of tack in opposition to the fact that I'm a knave masquerading as a knight, demonstrating as a case point in hope, but a hopeless case by right. Taking everything I like to make the equals attract with the ghost of an attack, still clutching after straws to find the one that breaks the camel's back and lets him be what he once was. Said too much, but I'll be stopping now. Too much by half, I've seen the other cheek. Once they figured me out, call on me when you feel like me. What a way to make you mine. The absence says it couldn't be, but thank God it's all so wrong, and we're just fine. It's all so wrong, and we're just fine. Mm-hmm.
That was Kennedy by Bubble Pie, who were mentioned in that introductory chat with Aidan. That first song of his live session was Auto Parle in Absentia. More from him later. This is PVT. Uplifting vocals there from PVT. That was Window. This is Holly McNish.
I'm living a life of half dreams. Sleep interrupted in breast milk streams. Adventures broken in 2 a.m. screams. Eyes open and closing like counting machines between 2 hour shifts where I swap with me. I'm living a life of half dreams. Cellophane flowers and tangerine trees. Rowing down milk rivers through breast hill valleys to nipple cream islands in cold cups of tea. I'm living a life of half dreams. Comatose arms rock automatically. Tiny lips to my breast. My mind tries to see if she's just fed and I've fallen or if she's waiting to feed. If she's just fed or she's hungry, if I'm already asleep. I'm living a life of half dreams. Asleep with ears open, checking she breathes. Staring at ceilings to birds' melodies. Singing in day as I drift back to sleep. I'm living a life of half dreams. Stories stolen by waking bellies. Body jolts upright with every night scream. Eye bags, arm muscles and breasts are heavy. I'm ready in every half dream, waking to two big eyes staring at me, with a fist stuffed in mouth to ease the need as she waits for my waking with impatient greed. I was lying in bed, wake up, breastfeed. I was dreaming I slept, wake up, breastfeed. I was dreaming we kissed, wake up, breastfeed. I was dreaming your lips, wake up, breastfeed. I was sleeping, she wept, wake up, breastfeed. I was awake as she slept, wake up, breastfeed. I fell asleep as she fed, wake up, breastfeed. I woke up as you said, wake up, breastfeed. She finished. She smiled. Our eyes met. Wake up. Breastfeed is blessed.
That was On Acid by Holly McNish from the album Push Kick, Poems About Motherhood. Here's another one from tonight's session guest, An Echo November.
All right. This one is called Only You. It's one of the first songs I ever wrote. A long time ago.
Only you.
That was Only You by An Echo November, otherwise known as Aidan Ryan, and there's another one from him coming up later. You're listening to Headstand with Patrick Widdis on Cambridge 105. If you have any questions, comments or suggestions, or you're a musician or spoken word artist who'd like to be on the show, then please get in touch. The email address is headstand@cambridge105.fm. You can also join the Facebook group and follow me on Twitter at Patrick Widdis. This is a poem from Glyn Wright.
And I'm going to finish with this one. A poem called Knowing Plenty, which is about the telly, information overload. Knowing Plenty. I bought the dish with my payoff, got the biggest the roof would hold. There's a lot of domes in Kabul and different militias, and the tribesmen in New Guinea wear penis sheaths and rub mud on their bodies, and the ones in Brazil blow crazy powder up each other's noses. But if the factions in the eastern suburbs join with the ones in the south, the Afghan government's going to have real problems. There's an update due any minute. But even when shells are falling, you see men carrying cans of water on poles. And when the Amazon floods, it carries away palm trees and farmers' shacks and dead pigs. And if you stand in the river having a wee, there's a tiny fish will swim deep in your willy and live there. So don't say I didn't warn you. Things happen so quickly. I came down from the bathroom and saw three Afrikaners lying dead in the road. I went out to let the missus in, and Diamond had fallen 2 points on Wall Street. You can't afford to be out for a second. I keep telling her to take her key. She sits in the kitchen with her head in her arms. I don't know what's wrong with the woman. She hasn't been the same since the president of the World Bank resigned. Or was he sacked? No, that was the French foreign minister over the mess in Africa. Burundi is about to cut itself to shreds, and the prospects in Guinea are worse than hell, and the missus keeps wanting to talk about the hole in the roof with the dishes attached. But I tell her, as long as you remember to empty the bucket, what's all the fuss about? And she wants to go to the park. Parker said, park. You've got an equatorial rainforest coming up after the commercial break. There's a group of soldiers lost out there. My life, I don't know. Some people. Then the social called me in, asked what I've been doing to find work. Worker said, work? The tin miners in Bolivia have been on strike for a month, and the Chinese silkworm trade has almost collapsed. He said, but Mr. Smith, I said, don't you try and tell me about work. One in three Sicilian olive pickers has been reduced to begging, and the mountain tribes of Thailand have been forced to grow cabbages. Some people, like my missus, she invites her relations round, and they sit here talking, no interest at all in the Tokyo banking scandal. She says they don't understand Japanese, but they never will if they don't make the effort. I'm learning Croatian from a tape. I have trouble with their weather forecasters. They talk so fast, especially when there's shelling around the TV station. It's been raining since dawn in Trinidad, and they're expecting a heavy frost in the eastern part of Transylvania above 1,000 feet. Oh, and the Mexican president has just been assassinated. The world's so small nowadays. We know so much. It's incredible. Thank you.
Salty spray. When storms are mustering, they say, I'll come and take
Listen, Listen by Sandy Denny from the John Peel Cats Caravan box set. Now the last one from An Echo November.
All right. This song is called I'm a Dog Chasing Cars. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I caught it. From Batman. Gonna mean. All I know is if I stay still, I won't live to see the cell. You left me scared to move, and I tried to scare you away. Now why would you want back in, when I've shown you all there is to know? I've yet to be told, and to walk back in is worse than to walk in without a clue, the way I did when I first met you. You were a horrible surprise in a beautiful disguise. I was clueless, I admit, and I didn't see trouble to come from angel eyes. And I ran straight in like a lamb to the slaughter, and now I'm scared to run even away. Cause either way it dies in my mind, I just hope I'm wrong again. You think it's always love, you're always so far off, it's only time of day. That's all you get from them, when all you've got to give is time of life. Never be around to see all they'll never get without a chance. That's all she'll have to lose if she just gives you the time to prove that you're head over heels.
knows better than you do that every word you say is true, but still she moves away. Cause she knows only too well that it isn't her you love, it's love itself. Though she knows you fake it for the feeling, she can't bring herself to settle. She throws pity away. She says what she's been meaning to say. You hear what you've been dreading. This greatest of fears. The only chance of turning back the clock is left in turning a new leaf. The love that's left inside just done, and all the good was wasted on a thief. So take that thief from memory instead of.
Excellent. That was my first live guest on the show in Poland, An Echo November. Very poetic name. Where does it come from?
It's a very, very long story. Something related to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, but in a warped kind of way.
I have to look that up again. Very good film. And is there anywhere people can get in touch with you or listen to more of your music?
Yeah, well, I do have a few songs on MySpace. I take them off every now and then, but they're up there under that name, An Echo November. Yeah, my real name is Aidan Ryan, but I go by that name, the stage name.
And you're actually heading back to Ireland soon.
Yeah, I'm heading back next week for my sister's wedding.
But you'll be back in Radom after that.
Yeah, I'll be back in late April for the end of my shift as a teacher until June, yeah.
And hopefully play some more shows and maybe join us again.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aidan. See you when you're back in Radom. was Chasing Waterfalls by Faux Pas, following my live guest, Aidan Ryan. This is Aidan Smith.
Build me a cavalry to carry me far from he who torments me with regret like a dystrophy from the bed of my memory with a smile that can sting like the bile in the bowels of the night, where only you can make things alright. Bring back the classroom clown to lacerate every frown that dresses me in that deepest of liveries of the army of misery. Cheer me and steer me to fight in the trench of the night, where only you can make things all right. Call in the teacher's pet to spell out an epithet before I leave, with an ink stain upon my sleeve of a revenge I cannot receive. Only dark or the absence of light and the stench of the night, where only you can make things alright. We'll tread through the aftermath and wretch up an epitaph for those we knew, for the pious and humble and the wretched and bullied too, and the wasted insurgent who introduced us to terrors new, and the complacent sloughs they slew. For we all tread the tightrope of right in the circus of night, where only you can make things all right. Not even you.
I fly high up the sky. You cannot see me when the sun shines, 'cause I am the color of the sunshine. I am the color of the sunshine. My legs are long and green, but they're hollow so they can't be seen. I often fill them with liquid, go back and feed them to my queen, back and feed them to my queen. I am a yellow fly, I fly high up the sky. You cannot see me when the sun shines, 'cause I am the color of the sunshine. I am the color of the sunshine. I am the color of the sunshine.
That was Yellow Fly by Ivor Cutler, following Circus of Nights by Aidan Smith, and bringing us near to the end of the show. I'll be back in 2 weeks, but I'll leave you now with some jazz from the Emma Merle Holland Group and the intriguingly titled Human Sacrifice for Beginners. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.